Parshas Vayikra, starts the Parshas of Karbonis, etc. So the pasuk starts, Dabav Bnei Yisrael, Vamarta Lehem, Odom Ki Yakiv Mikem Korban Lashem. So, Mina Behemah, Rabokim, Atzen, give us Korbanchem. So the pasuk says, Odom Ki Yakiv Mikem Korban Lashem, that's the introduction, and then you have the different Korbonis and the different halachas of the Korban and so on. Rashi says, Odom Ki Yakiv Mikem. So Odom, Loma Nema, he brings a chazal here. Loma Nema. It's a strange lashon over here to have Odom. And why does it say the lashon of Odom? So he says, Ma Odom Arishon Lehikri Min HaGezel, Sakolo Yishaloi, Af Atem Lo Yisakrivu Min HaGezel. So the halacha is, just like Odom Arishon wasn't Makiv Gezel, so too you can't be Makiv Gezel. The drasha here is extremely difficult. The first part of the pasuk, the tzur of the pasuk is Odom Ki Yakiv Korban Lashem. If you would like to bring a Korban Lashem, so that's like a colon over there. Min haBehema, min haBokim, min haTzayin Takivus Korbanchem. So there's a seder of Korbanis that you can bring Behema, Bokim, Tzayin, and all the drashas of Chazal about what's kosher and what's not kosher is darshan from there. Nevad, Mukte, min haBokim, min haTzayin, and min haBehema, all of them are Mimayit, the different inyanim that are Nismayit. And that's the way it should say it. In other words, the pasuk is telling you, Rabbi said, if you want to bring a carbon, bring Behema, Bokim, and Tzayin. And there's all sorts of miutim about what type of Behema, what type of Bokim, what type of Tzayin. That's not good. Nevad, Nirvan, and so on. Nageach, and so on. But Gezel is Nismayit not as a type of carbon that's not. You know, it's the gezel, the mir of gezel is not from the sefer, which is where it should be, but in the very beginning of Adam Ki Yakiv Korban Lashem. In other words, the mir of gezel is before you're even talking about korban. You're starting out and you're saying a person wants to bring a korban. In the word person, there's a mir for gezel. It's very strange. Gezel is one of the attributes of a korban, like nirva, nigza, like nirva, nevad, etc. And it should have been listed there. So the makeup of the pasuk is strange. Also, the mahalach of learning it from the word Adam, just like Adam didn't bring a gozel, because he didn't have to bring a gozel. Very nice. Adam didn't bring a nirva, he didn't bring a nevad. Adam didn't bring a nogeach. I mean, there was no nevad, there was no nirva. So why don't you dash everything for Adam? Adam did everything right. The Teretz is because Nirva and Nevat could have been, but this couldn't have been. It's a very strange drasha from Adam, just like Adam lehikri min haGezel, shakol hayishaloi. It's not as if he were listing Adam because he was a particular tzaddik, but even if he wanted to bring a gozel, he couldn't bring a gozel. The whole thing is oimer darshein. It's as if the hezba, it's as if the mir of gozel is not another attribute of karbanis. And it's as if the inyan of Gezel has a shaykhis with etzem din Adam, with saying Adam ki yakiv mikem. In the Adam sheboy, that's where you have a miyut for gzela, and that dover zayim adarsheni. Secondly, there's a lesson in Chazal all over in a lot of places that darshin gozel from lochem. So the word lachem denoting ownership is the best place to darshan meet from a gozel. So Adam ki yakiv mikem, I mean I don't purport to darshan psukim, but if anything in the mikem the, of yours would have been appropriate praise to darshan gozel, and not to look in the word Adam itself also. There's a Rabbi Bechaya brings here a chazal nifla that he says Adam ki yakiv mikem korban lashem. So he says it's not a chazal, sorry, it's his own taich in the pasuk that the Torah is telling you the etzem a person could have brought himself as a korban, or maybe even better said a korban is the person himself. but the Torah was memayit the min Adam from Hakrava. And he brings the pasuk in Novi Ashalot Tzivesi by Melech Moav that he brought his own child as a Karm Takadosh Baruch Hu. So Ki'ilu is saying that in a Chinami, that Hakrava of it could have been mitzad Adam ki Yakriv. It could have meant you will be makriv a person or mikem, and mikem is means of you, of yours, and it's exeris hakosuv that's memayit Adam himself from min Adam is memut from behema, but other than that it would have been a good carb. Strange, very very fascinating pirush that kilu comes. It starts as the krav is on Adam, and then the Torah is memayit Adam. So mikem actually means Adam himself. It is going on Adam mitzad his being a person. There is a very strong makom v'akrava, except that Torah is memayit. There's also a lashon the Zohar says over here. The Zohar says that v'amartem Adam ki yakiv mikem korban l'Hashem. So the Zohar Kodesh says that mikem is a miut, that Adam mikem is going on human beings after Adam Arishon, lafuke Adam Arishon himself. Ki'ilu, there's something distinct. It says Adam Arishon himself was also makiv korbanos, and there's some miut, there's some distinction between the korbanos that we bring to the korbanos of Adam. The Lashon HaKadosh is not clear what they are and how they are and so on, but the Zohar Kodesh does say that the pasuk is memayit Adam Arishon himself. Mikem means of the offspring of Adam Arishon, it's the parsha of Karbonis as written here is shayach to those who are of Adam but not Adam Atzmai. So interesting to note, to try to understand what is the nafkemina. And once again, we see that the word Adam over here in the pasuk is very dafka. In other words, the Zohar Kodesh has another nekuda that when we talk about Adam, we talk about Adam himself, Adam Arishon, versus people that come of Adam Arishon and are part of Adam Arishon but not Adam Arishon. And there's this chalkus between these two types of people in terms of karbanis and so on and so forth. So let's talk a little bit about this, and let's try to understand the teichen of korbanos over here, especially in the oifin that they are shayach to the inyan of Adam and Gozel and so on and so forth. Avner Nezer says that Shlomo HaMelech, when he asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chachma, wisdom, everybody says that he, you know, everybody when they quoted offhandedly, they quoted that he asked for wisdom. But in the pasuk he says chachma lasis mishpat. The chachma is dafka to do mishpat. It says melech yamid aretz b'mishpat, that a melech's job is to put down the pillars of mishpat. The achronim speak about it. The Masbirit, that the melech's job of mishpat is to take care of those mishpatim that fall between the cracks in mishpat yatayra. There are a lot of things that it's hard to be oimid by mishpat, but the melech's job is to fill in all those cracks and to really make mishpat very firm. So Shlomo HaMelech asked for the chachma lasis mishpat. And why is that chachma? Why is that the atzmius of chachma? Shlomo HaMelech did want chachma, and he was the chacham mikol Adam, and yet the tchum that he specifically wanted to specialize in is chachma mishpat. So the Avnei Zeh says, it says haroitzel lahachkim. Dine mamonis is chachma. Dine mamonis is where you have chachma from, and he explains the following. when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the world there is a havchana, there's lahiris or lahavdil bein HaKadosh, there's a havdola between Kodesh and Tameh, between Mutta and Aser, what we call Hayra of Yaradeya. And that is an easier inyan because you are being mafchin between Oyer and Choshech. You're being mafchin between the good and the bad. So a person can be blinded by taiva, a person can be blinded by ignorance, but if a person knows what's right and what's wrong, then he can make that avchana. It's like the difference between sweet and bitter. It's a havchana brura that a person can make because it's two different mitziyasim. These are two completely separate mitziyasim, and a person can be mafchim between the two, and a person who has a minimal amount of das can make that havchana between the two. In the world of mishpat is different. The world of mishpat works in a very different way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down in the world Toiv. We're talking about the Malchus of Toiv. In Toiv itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave different chalakim to different people. And the chalak, and one of the inyanim of the Tikkun of the Bria is that each person has to be metakin his chalak and his chalak dafka. Each person has a chalak of the Bria that's shaykh to him, and this is his chalak. So there is no real distinction between cheftza and cheftza. This piece of meat is a kosher piece of meat, and this piece of meat is a kosher piece of meat. So the meat mitzaratzmai is good, is tight. This piece of meat is shaykh to me, this piece of meat is shaykh to him. So there, in the cheftza itself, there is no shaykhis. There is no chilukim. In other words, you can't say this is bitter and this is sweet, but rather this is shaykh to this person and this is shaykh to this person. So it requires la'ein erech mo chachma, because it's not afchana in a chayfetz, but an afchana in understanding what shaykh to what. It says that Shlomo HaMelech had a chachma. The Gemara says there's gidin that run in the ground, and different plants nourish from different things, and he knew where to plant the right plants on the right gidin so to get to maximize the crops. In other words, the ground is all ground, and yet he could be mafchin, and it's not there is barren soil that doesn't grow anything, and there's fertile soil. So that afchana, an idiot also can be mafchin between a desert and a lush fertile ground. But in the fertile ground itself, there's a fertility that's good for this eitz, a fertility that's good for this eitz, and fertility that's good for this eitz. That was something that Shlomo HaMelech was able to be mafchin. So the breira of mishpat is a much stronger, it's a much, much deeper breira, because I have to be able to be meshayach, what is shayach to whom, and so on. That's what the Avnezer says is the difference between the world of mishpat and the world of Hayra. He says it deeper still. He says you find one more step further than that. You find that every item, besides its own characteristics, it takes on the characteristics of its owner, of its bialim. And he brings a few mishalim. A behemah of a kohen eats truma. There is no difference in the kedusha between this cow and this cow. The etzim. Cows are cows. But the cow of Yisrael doesn't have the ability to eat truma, and a cow of a kohen, simply because it's owned by a kohen, can eat truma. The shvisas behema is totally the bialim. There is no mitzvah of shmir Shabbos on a behema unless it's a behema of Yisrael. The tchumin, a lot of halachis, the behema takes on the characteristic of the owner, because it's more than just a mikra. It's not the pshat, just it happens to be that I can't take something else because I was over and over with it. It has to be something, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu just like he created different people, created different chalakim in the Bria that are shaykh to different people. And the shaykhus of each chalik of the Bria to the person that is metakin it, is it becomes atzmius. It's like sus v'reichvay. He imparts his seal on that thing, ad kidei kach, that halachically the animal of a kohen is a kohen, and the animal of the Yisrael has a mitzvah of shmir Shabbos on it, and an animal of Yisrael can't eat shulman, and so on. That's the Abnezer's word on this nekuda of the different mishpat is oimed on the different chalkei abriya, because the quality of belonging to a particular person is part of the etzem chelik of the bria. It's a much deeper dimension than the atzmistic qualities like tohar and tamei and the type of animal zoch and akeva and the shayor seh. But it's a quality nonetheless that is imprinted on the behemoth itself. In the world of karbanis, we've spoken about this before. There are two histaklius on the karbanis. Let's take an example. Karbanis is an act of bringing something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's say I desperately need food. I'm starving. I don't have any money. I don't have any food. Somebody brings me food. I later find out that the way he obtained the food wasn't 100% the way I would be happy with it in terms of the ashras, whatever it is. So I'm upset, but the person was mahanami. At the end of the day, I have mixed feelings. I have akaras hatov because I was hungry and he went out of his way to get me food to eat. It's upsetting that it wasn't done kishur and so on, but there's an akuda where I'm stuck because on the personal level I got something. The person gave me something, he cared for me, he brought me something, and that was that. Let's take a different scenario. Let's say a teacher asks children to do an assignment. They should write something about something or other. And the kid brings in something, and then the teacher later finds out that it was plagiarized, he took it from somebody. So the taina, you know, but you're right, it wasn't so ashura, but the teacher needed urgently a report on something or other, and I brought it to you. That we understand is a shtus, because the tachlis, this, I didn't need the assignment, I don't have any need for it and don't care for it, I know the material and I don't need it, but I wanted to see what you can produce, and if you didn't produce it, it's zero. It's only yours. It's not mine. So we have a avchana between two types of matanas. There's a type of matana where the mekabel is getting something, and that's a chelik of the meaningfulness of the matana. Is the matana is fulfills a need that I have, a lack that I have, a need that I have. And that chelik, I owe the person a karas hatov. There are other attributes. Did he give it to me with a seva panim yafis? Did he give it to me? How much was he matriach? Was it done on an oifen that was kosher and yasha, etc., etc.? Those are other things also. But the gift has some meaning because the shayush of the gift is that I had a need. Meirich Ki said there are gifts that mitzad themselves mean nothing. If they're not fulfilling a need, they don't reflect any fulfilling of some need of the person who's getting it. They kuloi are a maisa nesina and asiya of the person that's giving it. That's the second type of matana. Those types of matanis. So let's say if they're not me, you know what makes it a gift is that you gave of yourself. You sacrifice of yourself. You went out of your way. So that makes it very meaningful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the inyan of giving a gift in human terms is what's mechaber people. Kedushin, savlonus in Kedushin, V'chein hola, anoisim atana tevich haver tzorach lodio. The world of chiba is given over by people in through matanis. Matanis create chiba, and that's why it's a halacha that if you give somebody matani, you're supposed to modia him, because the chiba is created when you modia him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that same world, that same inyan of matanis, a shayach between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like we always say, it's the other way around. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it between Adam l'makom, it exists in the world as such. There's one crucial difference. In the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that chelik of matana that fulfills a need in any time of the person getting it doesn't exist. And if you see it as such, it's kfira. It's only my hakrava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that I am giving of myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where it becomes meaningful in the sense of a matana. That's why all of Navi is full of the major criticism between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Lomli rov zivchechem, hachefetz oilus, by Shmuel and Shaul. The high point of the criticism of a lot of Nevi'im to Klal Yisrael was that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not need or want the oilus and the zvachim. In other words, if it's not done right, it's not the pshat, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu got his karm oil and his karm shlamim. So you know, I did this. You did nothing. That chelik doesn't exist by Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no chisaron, and there's no and you're not doing anything in the fact that you gave it to him. So if the giving it is shaloi kishura, then the kabbalah of it is meaningless. That's the point. Why there's such an adam, such a oifen. So if I'm to ask myself, what is the most crucial nekuda of what is the most crucial nekuda that determines whether a carbon is royu or not royu? What's the point? So of all the things, is it me or is it not me? If I lemushel, if I write a very nice letter to somebody. So the letter is not giving him anything. It's not as if I'm giving you food or a car. If I give somebody a car, so like we said before, better kafanas, less kafanas, this, that, but it's, I fulfill the need. You have a car now. But let's say I write a letter to somebody, and I find out that it's b'chalal not the person himself. Somebody else told me it would be a nice idea to write a letter, and I said, I don't have any time. And the person said, I'll write it for you, and I'll mail it out for you. So that's worth less than nothing. When a person in the act of giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Adam Ki Yakev Mikem is the Hagdara of a Karban. It's and that's why the Pasuk calls like that. There are Kabbanas that are Chayva. The Pasuk Vayikra doesn't speak about Kabbanas Chayva really. It Chatas is mentioned, Agav Gerara and so on. The Pasuk starts with Karban Nedava because the Sheirish of Kabbanas is like an Asinas Deirin. It's a Matana. And the Pasuk starts and says, this is the parasha within the context of a Mishkan and a Mikdash, it's possible to give things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Giving things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a kesha that is parallel that we can understand in the kesha of Nesina. Chasa and Kala is the strongest kesha, and it's done through Maisa Nesina. And the whole parasha of Nesina, and Matanis, it's all an intrinsic part of that chelik. There is a parasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a parasha of Nesina HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nesina's Dairin. But the Pasuk starts off by describing Karbanos. The Pasuk says, this is different than all other Matanis that you said, and all other Nesinas. There is no, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not getting anything, you're giving. And giving means of yourself. So Adam Ki Yakev Mikem means that a person is giving of himself. So it's the lashon nedava. There's another knach here that in this Adam Ki Yakev Mikem. Anything that's a chayva is not really giving of yours. The muscle. Let's say I walk around, I strut around saying, ah, I support the U.S. government to the tune of $100,000 a year. And somebody asks me, how's that? And I say, well, I pay taxes. So you don't pay taxes. Taxes has been declared as not belonging to you. There's actually a shaila nicer money people are done on taxes, whether they count as part of the money that you have. So technically, it went through you to the government, but it's hard to say that you gave it. Anything that's a chayv, anything that's you take off the chaylev off a behemoth, it's not yours to start with for achila. It's just not yours. The only time something can be called giving or sacrificing, the way we use the term, is only shaykh if it's really yours. And be'etzim, you can keep it. You have a shush to keep it. And you choose to give it, that's called giving up of yourself. If I don't eat chaza, it's not really that I gave up of myself. I never had a shush to eat it. So yes, people might feel attached to it, and they feel they're giving up something, but at the end of the day, they're not. In the world of Nedava, it's possible for a person to give up something of his self, and that's why it's Nedava. But the very crucial nekuda has to be, it has to be of self. And that's why Ibn Abichai says, mitzad the pasik, a karm of Adam would be shaykh. Akeda would be shaykh be'etzim, like it is. There's a gzeis hakasuf that Adam should not be brought as a karm. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want Adam brought as a carbon, but not because Adam couldn't be brought as a carbon. Adam be'etzim is the chefzer that you're being nikra. The side of it lies in the fact that, like we said before, like Davne Neza, that every chelik of the Bria, every chelik that's mominous, has the person's name on it. It's the Maral, when he speaks about a person, he describes him in terms of his nefesh, seichel, nefesh, the way he calls it, guf, and kinyonim. In other words, kinyonim are part of myself. Ani is chashev kemes. It's part of a person's kaima is vayakam sada dvarim that are the things that are making is the person. The person stands on his nechasim. The things that the person, that are mekayim the person, things that make the person is the mominus, and the mominus bears his imprint, like we said before, halachically. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there's another way a person can give of himself, and that is by giving of the things that belong to him. So the kiyum of the atzmius of the karbon is giving of yourself, and that's why the first gilui. That's why gzela is in a different league than the other psulim. The other psulim are a carbon that's a nevar or a nirva. It means the carbon itself. It's shaykh to be a carbon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's mos. It has an inyan that's made it mos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not lacking. Fundamentally what a carbon is, neva is like that and so on, that belongs at the end of the pasuk. Okay, you want to bring a carbon, what types are good carbonis? These are good carbonis. Gezel is a hafka from the etzem shem carbon. You're not giving. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need animals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no need for it, no use for it, and no lack of it. That's not. The Teretz says you want to give of yourself. Something that's not yours is not giving of yourself, and therefore it's worthless, and therefore it doesn't mean anything. That's why the pasuk puts it there. That's why the Torah chooses to learn it from the word Adam, because we're talking about Adam mitzad as metzias. The only person that didn't need a bearer of Bishvili Nivra Olam, the only person that everything that he gave was his self, that the karbanis that he brought were not a bearer of what is mine, what is his, because everything was his, was Adam HaRishon. And that's why the Zohar is memayit in a certain sense, Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon's karbanis were 100% kasher, but they didn't include this bureau of mine and yours and his. They were mufka from Gezel. So b'meila, but we, when we bring a carbon, we are part of the carbon is that we're giving up part of ourself. This is part of our metzius, and we're giving it up. Adam, since whatever was there belonged to him, there wasn't that type of inyan of bir. By us, it is like that. It's also the reason why this is shayach dafke in the world. Why the Torah chose to be megalit first in the inyanim of karbanis. Ani Hashem soneh gezel ba'oila. That's the mucker and shoresh for gzela. It's shoresh for faveris in general, but the cholayfin gzela is what's mentioned, and it's mentioned in karbanis specifically. This is the first time the Torah is might gezel, and I assume for building the Mishkan, they also couldn't have used something that was gezel. But the cholayfin, this is where the Torah is made it, is because in the world of mitzvahs, the gezel is an avera. It's a problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to take a lulav and an esrog, and so you have a chiyuv to do it. So that's not really as if you're giving of yourself. It's something which is shayach to it's a chiyuv. It's like the taxes that we have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the miutim of what's most HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that came through an avera, and specifically gezel as the shorish of all aveiros, but it's a different surah than my karbanis. In karbanis, there's afkor from the etzim metzias of a carbon that if it's guzzle, it's not shaykh to carbon, and b'mele it wouldn't work. And that's what the Torah, especially over here, was madgishit. I want to go to bring it over to an inyan that shaykh specifically, I guess that's more shaykh to us and so on. And try to understand it. It's true in karbanis very specifically. The karbanis are that, but it's true in the broader picture. It's true in all world of mitzvahs, and there's the Yetzer Hara for it. Let's talk a little bit about it. When a person does when we have a clash between Ben Adam Lechaver and Ben Adam Lemakri. Lemashal, a person, let's take the Gemara face by Nesine Ben Dam, when his father was sleeping, and there was a diamond there, a gem there for the Yom Return. So over there, he wasn't chayiv in mitzvahs, he was a guy, and there wasn't the inyan he didn't have any feelings towards the mitzvah shabbai, but rather the money of it. But let's take an example like that. A person has the ability to do a mitzvah, and a very chashuv mitzvah, but it's at the expense of somebody else. So sometimes, the Torah said that they're mechuyev to do it that way. Your father tells you not to do a mitzvah, dalach is you're supposed to do it. Your father tells you not to take a lulav and esrog or whatever it is to battle a mitzvah, the halacha is there, and therefore you do what dalach says. So there is no, it's not the other person's either. He's also mitzvah in the mitzvahs. So b'meila, he has the same chiv as you have, and there is no stira. But let's say a person can do a mitzvah on the cheshm of somebody else. It's an inyan that's not doiche. It's lefti mishra sadin. It's a mitzvah that you could or you could not do. And the person starts thinking, what's the underlying machshava? It's such a gevalike mitzvah. It's so good. And we memayit, a lot of times our shikos, we memayit nimerum lechaveri. The flaws, so we always understand which is more important, the Ben Adam HaMakom or the Ben Adam HaChaveri. Let's get a little more detailed. a person has a choice of doing a dvar mitzvah with somebody else is also involved in that dvar mitzvah. One person has a certain mitzvah they took on. This person is whether it's a yeshiva versus a yeshiva, any type of person will push somebody else out of a job or whatever it is. The whole world of shtayim arichsim in a ruchnistik inyan. So we deherit as Bali Musa that the problem is it's bein adam l'makom versus bein adam l'chaveira. The bein adam l'makom is for sure that I should take it for myself. It's a gewaldike mitzvah. Chacham lev yikach mitzvahs. That's kayim. And there's a problem. There's a faketa shikul. One against one. That's our approach to it. No. Those in yonim that are not what were mitzvah fall under this general category that it's our job to utilize what we have for avodas Hashem. If we don't have it and we're still utilizing it, then that's not bechlal l'ratzin. To take somebody else's and to be meisen nefesh with somebody else's nefesh is not mesiras nefesh, and is the arim ki'akiv mikem. It's not the pshat. It's a full bin al makom against a full bin al chaveri. It is not a bin al makom against pasi bin al chaveri. And that's why Mishat Sheni, when a person goes with dinner, a person goes to din Torah, that's the bir of the mishpat. That's correct to do. There's a bir. There's if it's mine, then it is mine, and I'm mechuyev to do with it what I can do, and I'm supposed to do it. If it's not mine, then it's not the pshat. If I do it, there's one plus and one minus. It's not. That's not the chelik that you're supposed to be over it with. You have nothing for it. It's like somebody else doing avodas kahuna. That's an issue. So there is the chelik of the bria. Every single piece of the bria has an address, and everything a person does. So if let's say I have an esek with a chavrusa, and I'm not supposed to take with the other person's chavrusa. Again, there's a bir in the world of mishpat. What comes first? What comes second? But let's say it's not supposed to be, but I can do it anyway. I can. It's not the pshat you have one thing against another thing. You don't have it. Not this is your. This was not your thing. It was not your avoda, and you shouldn't do it. There's an extraordinary limud in from the Torah. Yosef HaTzadik had the tremendous nisayon of Eishes Potifar, and. He's omed in the strongest nisayon of such an inyan, and he tells her, and she is meshadel him, and he tells her that how can I do it? My adon trusted me with the whole house except for you, and how could I do something like that? Now it's very hard for us to understand what that. Why didn't he say it's filthy? It's arayas. It's horrendous. It's terrible. It's nus. What's the pshat? This is the argument that he presents. Teretz says there were two in Yonim. There was a Yetzahara, and a Yetzahara alone, Yosef HaTzadik could have been Mizgabaran, because Yosef was a Tzadik. He was Shalom in the Yetzahara. That in itself would not have been, and the big people in Chumash never had any sign of pure Ra that they couldn't be eminent. That made them big people. So the Yetzirah always has the Yetzirah de Katayna. He saw that he would have kids from her. He saw Beruach HaKodesh that the Heilige Ephraim Menashe would be progeny of Yosef and this woman. So two Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim, are coming from it, Vaisteis that this is appropriate. The Yetzer Tov came along with a mitzvah. You see clearly, and it was right. It wasn't a nevuah sheker. It was right 100% that the tuma shvatim after you're born, Yosef HaTzadik would be a tuma shvatim, Ephraim and Menashe. The Klal Yisrael is called Hashem Ephraim, Aben Yakel Ephraim. All those wonderful things are coming from the wedding of you and her and progeny. It's your common children. No. So once you have a Yetzer Tov already, then it becomes like Tata L'Reyesa. You have the it becomes a Smoich Mutal Chazaka. You have a Yetzer Hara plus a Yetzer Tov against a half a Yetzer Tov. That was the Nekuda, that was the pivotal point. So Yosef said, if it's not mine, if it doesn't belong to me, it is not mine. Period. That was the Nekudim Zaymeran. He said all the mitzvahs in to be making the deiris and so on and so forth, if it's not mine, it's not mine. There's no shlita, there's no shilton on. And Chazal, when they talk about Yosef HaTzadik's big maisa, they say that the reason why by Shiloi that you could eat b'chol anira is because huloi nasan eina v'masha eina shaloi. That gedor of it, he didn't look at something that wasn't his, and it was right, Taka. He did have those children, not from her. So the hamaka of where a person goes off in toiv, that's why it's so much a much stronger problem, because in the world of toiv to be maschin between my toiv and his toiv and his toiv, it's not for me, it's for him to do it. Ah, so he's going to grab the mitzvah and get all the credit and accomplish who knows what and that, and I have to forego such a mitzvah? It's not your mitzvah. It's that person's mitzvah. If Mishpat says it's his, then it's not yours. It wasn't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it from you. If you do it, it's not giving anything of yours. You're giving somebody else's. And it's Bechlal not this Kabbalah Ratzon. That's the Inyan of Vayikra. So we have here Nitzina Lemedim. In the world of Toiv and Ra, it's hard enough. Nisyonis are hard enough. When a person has to struggle with Ra, there's a Yetzahara, there's a powerful Taiva, and a person has to overcome it. That's one Nisyon. There's a second Nisyon in the world of Toiv. There's also Ischalkos. Once Adam Rishon passed from the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesada the Bria, that different Toiv have different Bailam. So it's an interesting lesson in Chazal, in Pasuk. If you're talking to somebody and you have a Chiddush Toiv that you could tell him, it is Altimna Toiv Mi Ba'alov. Don't be Monea Tov from its rightful owners. That person has a Bailus on it, and it's his. If he could have it, it is his. In the world of Toiv, the world of Mishpat is not a separate Inyan. There's Mishpat on Lamakom and it's on Chavero. In those Inyanim that are not Chiyuvim, the Bein Adam LaChavero becomes the Koiveya. Where am I supposed to do things and where am I not supposed to do things? If this is staring this person and I can't, and it's not a mitzvah's Choiv, it's just a wonderful thing to accomplish. I can do this and this and this. One of the anhagas, one in Yonim that as a bachur we saw by our Rebbeim, and as bachurim we didn't have all that masecha, we always thought that it's too much loisa say, not enough essay, that any time anything could have been done that was a good thing, but there was a chashash that it might encroach on somebody else's feelings, whatever it was, the usual approach was Sheval Taisa. And it was kind of feeling was, you're being mevat on so much toiv, because maybe, you know, this, that, a small piece. It's like you can build a huge building, a wonderful building. A square meter is be'etzim kind of shayach to somebody else. But take a look at how much good comes out if you build a building of a few thousand square meters, and it's a one little meter is somebody else's. So the teretz is, that's not yours to do. It's not the pshat, it's a carbon that's also a nirva. It's not a carbon. There's no kiyakiv mikem. You didn't give me yours. So what are you doing? The world of toiv includes on itself a very clear imprint. This is shayach for me, this is shayach for him. What shayach for him does not fall in Adam kiyakiv mikem bichlal. There's a flip side of it, a haftacha. The Radomsk, the Fer Shlomo says that Arav Yaakov Mikem Lohoitzi Min HaGozel. He says there's a faketa side also. There are things that I was meant to do, and someone else took it. He said if a person does right, then it's Chassidish, the Taich is Chassidish, but the Teichen is Emes. If a person does what he's supposed to do, and he gives in his Moisa Nefesh, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Moitzi Min HaGozel. It's L'Hoitzi Min HaGozel in the Eifin, the Sachel stick away, the Hittite said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meitzi those in Yanim that I should have done and somehow fell into somebody else's chelik. That's already hashkacha, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it to us. But a person has to understand the klal of Avodas Adam includes on himself things that he must do. That's not his bechlal to decide. This is what the halacha says. I mean, those things he must do, and he must do them. There are the things that chacham lev yikach mitzvah. People who care and have big asagas go to do good things. And that is the avodas chelik of avodah, the person that's called nedava. And it's a very big chelik. In those areas, the ben adam lechaveroi, it's the area that's mevarer mishpat. It's the chelik of choshen mishpat more than yoredeya. A person has to know that the malusa of doing things that is not mechuyev to do is because he's sacrificing of himself. And the first question he needs to ask: am I sacrificing of myself or of somebody else's? If it's somebody else's, it's not the pshat a mitzvah with a blemish. It the chlal is not the inyan that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. It's not when we stick to what's right, and a person is nizer and does what's rightfully his, and he's makpid that whatever he did l'shem shemayim, whatever he gave mikem, he gave us adam, he gave part of his tzuris adam, because tzuris adam be'etzim is himself and all those things that are shayach to himself. Then even those things that he imagines someone else grabbed from him, those things that somehow fell into somebody else's lap unjustifiably, for that we have avtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oitzim in HaGozer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us back what's ours to take care of, and our job is to be sure that what we give is all ours, and when a person does that, then the maisim he does is Adam Kiyakim Mikem. Then he's done a pu'ul of giving. The nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that he got. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need yeshivas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need mitzvahs and ma'isim tov mechassan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nachas ruach is that we give of ourselves. Giving is a key to it, and ourselves is a key to it. And when we're makbed medakted that what we gave is really ours, that's when these inyanim are nachas ruach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that shama v'yoyla. Shams. Thank you.